This is CIUT, the Taylor Reports, 89.5 FM. Phil Collins is here. Phil, you have an announcement.
Yes.
We're going to make a couple today.
On Wednesday at 5 p.m. in the town of Dundas, I guess the neighborhood of Hamilton, which used to be the town of Dundas, is a Tim Hortons at 38 York Road. The owners of the Tim Hortons have some rather nasty things to say about workers getting paid minimum wage. So the Hamilton District Labor Council is going to be having a picket line outside the Tim Hortons from 5 to 6:30. Wednesday at 5 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., 38 York Road, Dundas. And please join them.
Okie doke. And we also have one. Isn't there something to do with the Palestinian issue?
Yes.
I'm sending you through your notes.
Right
a.m.
The Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War has a petition to the Canadian government and to all the leaders of the different parties. Free Ahed Tamimi. Ahed Tamimi is 16 years old for the audacity of slapping an Israeli soldier who was trespassing on her property. She has now been sentenced to 2 years in jail. And please go to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website and sign the petition to all of the Canadian political leaders in the House of Commons, so all five parties, asking them to step up and get this child out of jail.
All right. I will do that. I accept your instructions. This is Taylor Report. By the way, I think we have some news or going to be having some news apropos of the Iceland trip.
Yes.
I know that Iceland's getting a reputation, certainly at CIUT.
Right. And we are part of Iceland, actually, at this point. Yeah, we're one of their unofficial radio stations.
We ought to have an ambassador and I nominate myself. Get your name in early. That's the thing. The other matters I was telling you about, we're going to about 5:30, we will be calling and speaking to Christopher Black. He has an article in the Toronto Star about the upcoming talks. It's going to be I think it starts the 16th. Canada is hosting the American Secretary of State and our Minister of, I think they call it Foreign Affairs now, Global Affairs.
Right.
Which is, I don't know, is that a step forward? Or anyhow, they're going to be meeting together with others to solve the Korean crisis. And until Canada gets into this, nothing can be solved. I think that's pretty clear. So we're going to be talking to Christopher Black, who, together with Graham McQueen, a professor emeritus in Hamilton, he will explain to us how he thinks we might best do something useful. I don't think anybody really expects anything useful to happen. I'm certain nobody expects anything useful, but it's, you know, we have people who care about these things who, at least if they want to do something, they're there to help you out. Now, last night, I didn't see the global thing. Did you, Phil Conlon?
I did not. I didn't watch.
You didn't watch?
I didn't watch.
You mean you'll watch football like me? I mean, somebody has to pay attention to culture.
I was dealing with a failed furnace, and I was shivering in my house. I was distracted.
I accept that. Yeah.
But I understand some people made some speeches.
There was.
But did Rose McGowan make one?
You raised the right name.
Yeah.
We talked about this on Friday morning. We do movies and film, movies and theater, pardon me. And we've had our big shock here with Soulpepper. And now I think everybody's kind of alert to it. But the people who have been taken advantage of and who got slighted and lost jobs and lost wages and needed psychological help, just like soldiers do, they remain peeved, is the way I would put it. And I think there is a tendency culturally of everybody wanting to come together and say, okay, we solved that. And so I had a complaint about watching last evening, or not watching, I read about it. And that is that the luminaries who had control of the microphones were all Democratic Party honchos. Really,
I'm surprised.
I'm shocked.
I would not have imagined.
Yeah, and there's all this name game going on. When we first heard, and Rose McGowan really was the loudest and the first, because she's the one who had to wrestle with Harvey. The others haven't, you know, are speaking out. She is at risk of her life in a way. He is a 300-pound bully. So as far as I know, they didn't call out her, and they, and you know, when she spoke up, And her book is coming, I understand. It's not out yet. There was a hashtag Me Too. Apparently, the big thinkers in the liberal conglomerate now want a new hashtag, and that's called Time's Up. But here's the problem with it. People who do that control the discussion. They say, so-and-so speaks for Time's Up, and so-and-so is very famous. And before you know it, the people who actually have the problem are not really on the podium and not being given the attention, and their names get dropped. And so that's where I have a problem with it. I at this moment in history, I'd like to just see a good brawl. Everybody have at it. Anybody wants to say something, grab the microphone. But there shouldn't be this privileged idea or the notion that, okay, we've got it under control and we all agree. The moment you hear it, we all agree, I'd say charge. You know, fight for the mic, because this is a business of controlling a narrative so as to feed it into the political parties that want to and do run the country. And at this, I think they should all be very leery of that. At the best thing, I mean, if you work there, if you're an actor, the one thing that should belong to you is your own organization. Just go to that. But don't start joining things that are end up being at the office of Hillary or at somebody employed by Weiss, what's his name, Weissman. And people should write your memoirs, do the, you know, tweet, do whatever. But keep the turbulence. We need the turbulence. We need more voices and not this drive to make sure that everybody's now on the same wavelength. We're not on the same wavelength by a long shot. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. And I think I can tell by the expression on Ken's face that we might be nearing a dramatic moment.
Yes, we are, Phil. And Philip, thank you very much for letting us interrupt your program today, because it is time for the draw to find out who the winner of the trip for two to Iceland is. And by the way, to be eligible for this draw, you had to have made a donation during our fall membership drive campaign or have honored your pledge, in both cases, by midnight on December the 31st. However, we did realize that Canada Post was a little bit behind due to the amount of holiday mail and posts that they had to deal with. So we extended waiting until today and for everyone to have who had postmarked their check and whatever by December 31st reached our offices.
That's
so we feel satisfied that is the case. And so therefore, it is time now to do the draw to find out which one of our donors is going to go to Iceland. And that covers hotel and return flight and the like. And let's get ready for that. And
I knew it.
I have Braden with me. We have a box of all donors' names in it. Braden, want to just shuffle that all up?
That's me on drums.
Very good. All right. And we have the name. Are we ready?
Well, I'm ready. It's my name, right?
It's not you.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
All right. The winner of the trip for two to Iceland is Paul Tarek. And I'm going to spell that first name because I may be mispronouncing it. It's P-A-W-E-L. Powell or Paul Tarek.
Pavel.
T-E-R-E-K. You are the winner of the trip for two to Iceland. Compliments of Iceland Naturally and CIUTFM 89.5. And thank you very much to everyone that made a contribution and were eligible for the draw. And thank you so much for your financial support. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. And what did they do now?
We'll contact the winner.
You know where this guy is. Oh, okay.
We certainly do.
Well,
so thank you. Congratulations.
I hope he listens to the Taylor Report. In that case, he would know right away.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him, and I'm unhappy for you. That's too bad.
Yeah, well,
try again next year.
I will. I will donate again next year with pleasure.
It may not, you know, next year it might turn out to be something like, you know, Hawaii or something where you really want to go. This is particularly, you wanted to go in this time of year where there was no sun, right? So that you could really be an indoor guy.
Right. That's of course.
Just find yourself in a completely dark environment.
I have to tell you that I have a friend who is an Icelander and who just spent a week in the Faroe Islands and took the most amazing photographs.
Really?
4 or 5 hours of daylight, and he has these wonderful photographs. It just there's wow. lots of interesting places in the world that people never think
no,
about.
No, they really are. Yeah. No, we have come to know and love Iceland, actually, yes. and it including their musical group that was brought here and connected with CIUT and performed at the Horseshoe, the legendary Horseshoe. And I think they've already got a plaque on the wall of it's being historic.